Hello, and welcome to the trivia showdown of season 5 of Your Mom's Podcast, the only podcast that's worth walking out on a date with one of Degrassi's coolest girls. I'm Avis.
I'm Caroline.
And we are joined by our round 1 and 2 winners, Amber and Katie, to show down in the trivia final. Hi, ladies.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. Specifically, longer than we wanted it to be. Life be life, man.
So hard right now.
Yes, but thank you guys for coming back. And Caroline's having cat troubles.
She's been ignoring me all afternoon. And now she's like, you don't even like when I smoke weed.
She's like, you deserve my ass in your face. So a little bit about trivia. There are 4 rounds with 5 questions. We're going to do a little, probably another guess what number I'm thinking of, to determine who is going to start off each round. One person gets an extra question each round that they lead. If one person cannot answer a question, the other contestant has an opportunity to steal that question and that point. And we are actually introducing something for a beta test. So this was mentioned in the last episode. I believe it was with Katie, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Lifelines. So we're stealing that. We're doing YMP Lifelines. Now you guys get 2 50-50s. At any point in any round, you can request a 50-50 and we will take away 2 of the options, leaving you with 1 option that is not the right answer and the right answer. So you have a higher chance of getting an 2 points. It's like cheat on 2 points. So we're going to see how that works out and whether it's beneficial, if it makes a difference, if, you know, all that good stuff. So without further ado, I believe that I did the number part last time.
Well, you did the number part last time. Yeah. So I'm going to do it, and I've got rounds 1 and 3 and you've got 2 and 4.
That makes sense.
Think of a number between 1 and 10 and let me know when you have one.
Okay.
Do you have one, Amber?
Yeah.
Okay. Amber, what's your number?
9.
Okay. Katie, what's yours? What's that? 4. That was right on the nose.
Oh, you get to go. Okay.
Okay.
Katie. According to Alex, what color does Paige hate? Puce? God damn it, Biggie. Gray, teal, or beige?
Beige.
I am sorry, that is incorrect. Your sound is better, though. Amber, do you need those answers again?
Yes, please.
Puce, gray, or teal?
Teal?
I am sorry. The answer I was looking for is gray.
I was thinking of that too.
She's a stumper.
All right, Amber. Manny is responsible for 1 thing on Emma's chore chart. What is it? Mm-hmm. Vacuuming, laundry, dishes, or baby Jack?
Laundry.
That is correct.
Nice.
Thank you.
Katie, how much money does the charity carnival raise? $730, $910, $670, or $860?
$860.
That is correct. Impressive.
You were like, let me just think on it. And I love that you took your time, because I think that's something that is not always, like, it's okay to take a beat and think about it. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Right? Amber, what is the name of Marco's gay cousin? Lou, Lonnie, Donnie, or Stu?
Stu?
That is incorrect. Katie, do you need the answers? Lou is correct. Katie, last question of the round. What day of the week is Jimmy's wheelchair basketball tryout? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? Which is, what did you say? Thursday? I am sorry, that is incorrect. Amber, that leaves Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Tuesday.
I am sorry, that is incorrect. We were looking for Wednesday.
Dang.
Middle of the week.
So we are coming.
Everyone's last choice.
We are coming out of the first round, not too far apart. Katie's got the lead with 2. Amber is close behind with 1. Neither of you have used a 50-50 yet, so you still have 2 to use as we move into round 2.
Yes, indeedy. Beautiful stuff. I, too, do not want this in picture-in-picture, so I'm going to not. Okay.
Even if you tell it to, it's like, I actually can't do that.
Right. It's like, sorry. Did you think that I was going to comply?
Because you can go fuck yourself.
You can certainly go fuck yourself. All right. So Amber is starting my rounds, correct?
Yep.
All right, Amber.
Mm-hmm.
What are the last 4 digits of Peter's number? 7227, 8558, 1991, 2332.
I'm going to do the 50-50. I'm not good at numbers.
Totally. Totally understood. So I'm going to take away the first 2. That leaves you with 1991 and 2332.
2332.
Bingo. It is 2332. And look at what that 50-50 did for you.
Yay.
All right, beautiful. Next question, Katie. Where is Liberty's baby moving? Seattle, Portland, Tacoma, Eugene. The baby is moving to Seattle, that is correct. Nice, nice, nice. Okay. Amber, Emma and Peter stand in line in front of a poster for what fake movie? Hilltop Court, Mountain View Terrace, Oceanside Drive, Lakeshore Avenue.
Lakeshore Avenue?
It is Lakeshore Avenue. Mm-hmm. So this is a look at y'all breezing through these. Katie, what's the name of Danny's family planning textbook? The Fundamentals of Family Planning, Strategies for Family Planning, The Family Planning Handbook, Family Planning Masterclass. It is Strategies for Family Planning. Yes. You're like, Strategies isn't there. just so you know, we still can't hear you.
Yeah.
But you're killing them. So you're both killed. Like, I don't know the score. I'm not keeping track this time. I really tried last time. I'm trying. I did not try this time. But based on my rounds, you guys are killing me. Okay. Amber, what time is JT's show? 3 p.m., 3:30 p.m., 4 p.m., 4:30 p.m.
I'm going to say 4.
It is not 4. Mm. Katie, would you like the answers again, or are you going to guess? It is not 4:30. It is at the very weirdly early hour of 3. He would just be getting out of school. That's kind of early.
Yeah, is that's the what studio I was thinking. In Degrassi?
Is the studio in Degrassi? Because it makes very little sense otherwise. How he's able to levitate there.
Right.
But that, yes, it is 3. Okay, so that was the end of the round. But before we go to, because this is halftime, before we go over the hump to round 3, I'm going to ask you a couple questions just to break up the rounds a little bit, have a little halftime show. The first question is, ladies, who's a character you cannot defend the actions of in the show?
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to think about it.
Peter? Peter. Okay. All my homies hate Peter Stone indeed.
It's true. He's the worst.
He is.
I love him in a bless your heart way, though, for that clap. The way that
so
man manages to be so enthusiastic and so offbeat with one solitary clap. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's a thing of beauty.
It is.
I don't know because I haven't watched after season 9 where like the new ones came in, but the OG, I would say, this is going to be hard. Between Darcy and Mia.
Both okay. are valid, I think.
Yeah, I think they both are valid. I think that Mia starts off okay, but then she gets so insufferable.
Yes.
And Darcy is just never sufferable.
Yeah.
She's got like 2 moments where I'm like...
Moments.
All right. Yeah, moments.
Not even episodes, not even scenes. It's like no. moments.
Moments of our lives. Yeah. Fair. Because, yeah, the older, the people in the newer show or the, you know, like you said, like after season 9, 10, like they just kind of blur. It's a different, I need to rewatch. I've rewatched the older part many more times than the newer seasons. So I have to rewatch that. But I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think I would also say Fiona when she kissed Declan. I stopped watching it. I was like, no.
You're like,
no way.
Yeah, you're like, absolutely not. Yeah. You guys could try to take this back. You could try to run this back. That was her plan.
That was about where I stopped, I think, in my first viewing. I was like, I don't need
That's
that.
That's enough. That's like the only thing A Simple Favor did right, in my opinion, is inventing the brother fucker. So
who invented the brother fucker? Because I've been using that as an insult for at least a decade.
Oh my god!
I never heard it before Simple Favor, and I don't know how old A Simple Favor is. It might be that old. I don't know. But all I know is brother fucker just fits perfectly here. It's like, you can't come back from that, can you?
No.
She did that boldly, too, in front of everyone.
And he didn't pull away.
No.
He didn't push her away or anything, so I'm
this
like...
This has happened before.
Yeah. Whoa.
Something happened.
Yeah.
And that is a bold statement. But it was not surprised.
Right.
He was like, oh, right, there's people watching.
Right, like, oh, I've got to react now. Yes, yep. Katie, now we can hear you.
That's what my friend said.
Oh, okay. Well, then there we go. So the second question out of 3, and then we roll into the next half of the rounds. What is your all-time favorite season?
Ooh.
Stephen Court.
Okay.
That's a good choice.
Yeah. No, it does. It's got a lot going on. They crammed a lot into those episodes.
I mean, season four starts off strong. It's like, boom, Paige's rape trial. And then it just keeps going.
It's like you thought and so we much let happens. You catch your breath.
Yeah. Like they enter that year little babies and they come out fucking changed.
Very much so. Trauma.
I would say season three, where Manny got that glow up, because that's where I always start on that episode. I'm like, okay, I like that.
It's a different show from here on out.
Yeah.
Yep. He started as innocent and he became a little whore, but I'm here for it.
Everyone loves a little bit of a slut, whore moment. Slut moment. Yeah. Yep. There we go. Empower the girlies. And conversely, the third question here is a season you want to delete from canon. You just want to chuck this season off of the face of the earth.
Nine.
I didn't have to think about that. Nine is your reasoning to just like cut the cameras and then.
Yep. They graduated. I'm like, okay, my season's done.
Okay.
What's that, Katie?
I said, I'm going to back in. Season six, I don't know, season six, I've talked about what they did to the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were being experimental in those days. They were losing ratings.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what can we do? But fair, we're about to get into the season six of it all and the slander.
Yeah.
Of the, I get you, in Katie's opinion, the character assassination of Sean
Cameron. No, Katie, you know, right, that if you win tonight, which currently you are on track to do. Just to catch up on that, Katie is in the lead with four. Amber is still like right on your back with three. You still have two 50-50s. Amber has one. But the prize that you are fighting for tonight is to join us for the season six wrap up.
Yeah, so you are fighting to... So then that's all we would need is opinions. You could come with those opinions if you win tonight. Well, I think that kind of leads us nicely back into
round three.
Into
yes.
round three.
So, Katie, Alex has a sticker for what band in her locker? Tiger Army, Coffin Cats, The Peacocks, Street Dogs. These are all real bands. Would you say
they are?
Yes, you can. All right, we will take away the last two. And that's going to leave you with Tiger Army or Coffin Cats. Coffin Cats, unfortunately, is incorrect.
Jeez, it's what?
It's Tiger Army.
Okay.
And Tiger I guess with a 50-50, if you get it wrong, it can't really bounce to the other person.
Nope, that question is just dead.
That question is dead.
That's a drawback of the 50-50.
Well, yeah, but that's a drawback for Amber, not for Katie.
Yeah, it is.
Amber.
That's why we're in beta. That's why we're beta.
It's all good.
Amber, what time is it when Jimmy and Ellie leave the gallery? 5:55, 6:05, 7:15, or 6:35?
5:55.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Katie, do you need the remaining times? 605-715-635. It's 605-715-635. One more time.
605.
That is correct.
Because wasn't his basketball tryout at 6?
At 6, yep.
She's the worst.
Back to Katie. Where is Dylan going to school? McGill University, University of Victoria, York University, or Toronto University?
McGill?
That is correct.
Nice. So I didn't know that.
Amber.
Yep.
How much is the rent for Liberty and JT's apartment? $575, $625, $750, or $850?
Can you repeat them?
Yes. $575, $625, $750, or $850?
$625.
That is incorrect. Amber or Katie? $575, $750, or $850 for Liberty and JT's apartment.
$750.
That is correct.
These numbers.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. The last one is number heavy. It just is. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the bouncer at the premiere party? This is a question for Katie. Is that where we are? Yes.
Yeah.
Look at me being the one not knowing.
I know.
Are you proud of me?
I am proud of you.
Katie, what's the name of the bouncer at the premiere party? Marty, Maddie, Mickey, or Mikey?
Marty?
That is incorrect. Amber, what is the name of the bouncer at the premiere party? Maddie, Mickey, or Mikey?
Mikey?
That is incorrect. It was Mickey.
Let's hang it out. Damn.
Mm-mm.
And that does.
Sorry. It was like, it's like the. It's like. It's like complete, like. No, I really do get it. These are like very difficult.
That's why every player gets a prize and it's not gonorrhea.
Right. Everybody. Trivia had titles.
I mean, why can't it?
We make the rules, don't we?
We do. We are coming. Okay. Do we want a score count?
Yeah, you can. Yes, we do. That's what I was going to ask for.
All right. We are coming out. Amber. You didn't score a single damn point this round.
I know.
It's okay.
You tricked me.
I'm sorry.
You tricked me.
I'm so sorry.
You made it like you blamed her. You didn't do a single damn point. It's your damn fault. Like you're just blaming her. A little bit. Okay.
Katie, you have 7 points. So that means you took 3 this round. Congratulations.
Congratulations. It's not over yet. The way the game is structured.
Yeah, Amber, you still have, you get the, it can't, the runaway this round.
You have not hit it.
And you both still have a 50-50.
Yes, you both each have a 50-50 to use. For this last round.
Which you might want to, because are there numbers? Probably.
Okay.
I would bet there being numbers. I would bet on that. I keep clicking the link for my trivia round, Caroline, and it keeps bringing up your trivia round.
Okay, hold on. Well, then that just means that FlexiQuiz
the blame is now
bullshit. Hold on.
I was wondering why I kept clicking it, and it just kept bringing up Caroline shit.
Ames, you should have your link now.
I have my linky poo. It looks a little different, but I'll rock with it.
Yeah, I forgot to do one of the steps. There's a lot of steps
it's
to
okay.
trivia.
It's okay. It's all right. Bless you. It's not right, but it's okay. Except it is right, and it is okay. All right, so we are going into my round. Amber, you are leading. This first question is for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the kid Peter tutors? Brendan, Trevor, Andrew, Kevin.
Andrew?
His name is not Andrew. Katie, would you like the options again? Brendan, Trevor, Kevin.
Brendan?
His name is Brendan, yes. I don't know if I knew that because I don't know half these questions. All right. Katie, what is the name of the gay club Marco and company go to? Confirmed Bachelor, The Other Team, Fruit Stand, Daddy Issues.
Life. What? Don't blame me. Blame Degrassi.
Letter code. Yes. It is the other team. Oh my gosh, but it's so good. I'm a fan of Fruit Stand. I need to go to Fruit Stand. Everybody go to Fruit Stand. All right. Amber, what is the name of the manager that fires Alex? Shelly, Shelby, Shirley, Sherry.
That fires Alex. Oh, can you repeat them?
Absolutely. Shelly, Shelby, Shirley, Sherry. Her name is not Sherry.
Damn.
Katie, would you like the... I know. Katie, would you like the answers again?
It's Shelly.
Say it again.
Shelly.
Yes, it's Shelly. This next question is for Katie. What brand of bottled water does the movie theater carry? Aquafina, Dasani, Evian, Poland Springs.
Dasani?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a copy of these? Do you have a copy? Did someone slip you a copy of these? All right.
Do you watch each episode obsessively thinking of what could be trivia questions the way that I do?
I did watch the whole season twice.
You had a lot of time to seek out details.
Mm-hmm. When I came in with the questions that you're answering, but I don't even like the show.
You're like, I could win this trivia because I've seen this too many times. The torture. Okay, so this is the last question before we move on to Finer Saucery. This goes to Amber.
Mm-hmm.
What grade does Alex get on Quan's final? B, C, D, F.
B.
She does not get a B.
All right, Katie. That's my cue to go. I'll see y'all later.
No, not even.
Oh my god. Amber, we adore you.
We do. We do. You would like the answers again?
I know. I'm just trying to shoot.
Oh. You're like, you're doing great, sweetie. Yes. Yes. She gets a C. She does. Yeah.
No, Amber, this season, a lot of these questions were stupid hard. You can call shenanigans on Katie because I think she did steal the answers.
She hacked us. She No, no, it's fine. Okay, do you have the final Soster? Yeah, okay.
I do have the final Soster question. So what you guys are going to do is wager points like you did. Well, Amber, you didn't in your last one, but you'll go into the chat.
Yeah, you just won.
Okay.
So yeah, it's similar to regular Jeopardy, although we can't call it that. So we kind of do call it that, but we don't. Where you wager your points, and obviously you want to think about what you need to win. You want to think about what you have. Mm-hmm. So that you don't lose, even if the other person bets, you know, whatever. I don't need to explain all of that more than I've already explained it. So definitely enter in your wagers, but wait to hit the enter key until both of you have done that wagering.
Hey. Okay.
No trigger fingers these times.
And it is a question about, like, the podcast or me or Avis.
Yes, with that, keep that in mind with your wagering.
Okay.
And let us know when you're both ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so you can hit send. Katie's wagering 2, Amber's wagering 3. Okay, so Caroline and Avis did a retreat with their mothers back in January. Where did we go for the weekend?
That's a good question.
Back in January?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We recorded our episode on Redemption Song that weekend live. And our moms drank a lot of seltzer.
And wine.
And wine. They did drink wine.
They did. I think your mom also got like champagne or something.
Prosecco. My mom loves her some Prosecco.
Good taste. Yeah.
Okay.
We will accept the state or the specific place, the town. City area.
And Amber, was your okay, like you've got your answer typed in?
Yep.
Okay. Katie, let us know when you're ready. Did you say you are?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So okay. You guys can go ahead and hit send.
Y'all think we got money, honey. They both said.
Katie thinks we went to Vegas. Amber thinks we went to Miami. Both of those. One of those was so much warmer.
One of those was closer than the other, though. We initially were going to go to Florida. We were going to go.
This is true, to Orlando.
Yes. Bless you, Katie. We were going to go to Orlando. And then we decided not to. Because it was Orlando at the time, as you see.
Florida, right after the inauguration, we were like, let's wait. I want to see what happens.
Yeah. So we went to Salem, Massachusetts instead and froze our little toesies off.
But we had a hell of a time, and bought the cutest dress.
Yes. It was very cute, but it was about as cold as it was here, if not a little bit colder. But okay, so that puts us at Katie left the round with 12.
Yep. So Katie has 10 now because she wagered 2. And Amber wagered. Amber
wagered all my three little
kids. Amber wagered the kitten caboodle. All in,
wagered the kitten caboodle. Thought we were cool enough and ballin' enough to go to Miami, which I do love.
I love that. I love that you think.
I feel like so the direction with. Here's what I'm going to propose, and I'm going to hope, I think everybody will agree this is right, that it was yet another trick question in a series of trick questions. Mm-hmm. And Amber was close with Miami in that we had been talking a lot more about going to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Amber should be able to keep her 3 points.
Yay.
Yeah, Amber can keep her 3 points.
I think
points,
so, right? Yeah. Katie, yes. You won. So if you have an issue with that, speak.
You want to take away her 3 points, Katie? Okay.
Because you can.
You can. You say, fuck
to the victor,
points.
Go the spoils. Yeah. You could be like, I'm taking those want. 3 points for me.
To the victor, that goes the spoils. Sorry. So, well, there it goes.
I feel like I'm always in rare form on trivia night, you guys. I'm sorry.
Unhinged.
A little unhinged, a little confrontational for no reason. The stakes are so low, and I'm like, fuck you, that's the wrong answer.
And you're like, you've gotten not a point that round. Like, damn.
I'm really disappointed. No, I'm not disappointed, Amber. I'm really impressed and proud of anybody who comes out and does this shit because it is unhinged, and I'm sorry.
I would fail miserably,
Katie,
at all of this. So
that was really good.
It was.
I'm impressed. Point
where I am still, you're either clairvoyant,
or one of us,
or we've been hacked.
I think I know a lot. I just didn't.
Well, neither do I, honey, but I don't know if I'll be able to achieve that.
Yeah, but you don't need to prepare for Degrassi trivia or for your mom's podcast trivia because I'm just going to send you all the answers.
I just show up.
You just show up and look cute.
Sometimes I play along with you guys and I'm like, and I don't have the answers in front of me, and sometimes I do. Whatever I feel that day. I would get fucking creamed. I would not get a point. So please, the efforts that you put forth are impressive because Caroline just is going
crazy
through this shit with a fine tooth comb.
I feel like a lot of us have watched Degrassi enough that it's like, there's not a lot of, a lot of questions are dumb and like everybody knows the answer to them. What?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys for coming out for that. Amber, send us your address so we can send you your player prize pack. It's really not gonorrhea, I swear.
It's not. I cannot send you gonorrhea through the postal system. I'm going to send you a lot of cool merch items, though.
Okay,
cool. And yes, get that to me at your leisure. Not too leisurely, though, that you forget about it, because
then we forget about it.
Then we forget about it.
Your merch pack for like months,
right? It just happened. It has happened that someone's like, "Oh, you never reached out to me. I don't remember what I'm supposed to do unless I put it in my calendar." Okay, stop it. Like that's how my brain works. But all right, so. That is that. That's the end of season 5 as well.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for officially
joining us
for the official
last...
end.
Yeah.
This is it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank God, indeed.
Of course, Amber. And of as we tell you guys, but also telling listeners, everybody is encouraged to throw their hat in the ring. If you listen to trivia, you know what you're getting yourself into. We randomly choose.
And if you don't listen to trivia, that's your own damn fault.
That is your own fault. You now have three seasons worth of trivia. Because four. Okay. Good. Because we started it in two.
2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
There we go. Numbers. So we'll be making that post soon for season 6. And definitely throw your hat in the ring. So that's it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
And we will be back July 2nd.
Yes.
I guess we should let people know that because we're taking a long break this time around.
We are. We will be back. Hope you it's still love
be
us.
Worth it though, because we are going to be back on July 2nd with our season 6 premiere with special guest, like legit friend of the pad, Lori Beth mm-hmm. Denberg.
Yes.
It's going to be yes. so good.
Yes, it is.
And yeah.
And yes, if you don't know, we're also doing a fundraiser for that. So check out our show notes, our Patreon, our Facebook group. It's pinned everywhere. And yeah, we'll be back on July 2nd. See you guys then.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
We would like to take a moment to thank our Patreon subscribers. Tay.
Evie.
Miranda.
And an extra special thank you to our Titty Snake producers, Alika,
Brandy,
Chelsea,
Corey,
and Tawny.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
If you'd like to further support our show, you can find us on TikTok and Facebook as Your Mom's Padcast. We also have a Facebook group of the same name. And you can find us on Instagram at YMPadcast. Your Mom's Padcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscriptions and reviews are another great free way to support us. However, if you're interested in supporting us in not free ways, we have a lot of great bonus content on our Patreon, and some great merch at our shop, which can be found at your-moms-padcast-shop.forthwall.com. And remember, that's Padcast. P-A-H-D-C-A-S-T. Thank you.